You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. You know what? Join the conversation, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN, at Barton Hahn.
Yes.
On Twitter and Instagram. We put up a video, because this is, for those watching on ESPN Plus, the first time Bart and I have been in the same place. Since we did, it was social distance because I got a long arm. We filled in on Lebatard show in, was it December? Was it November?
Yeah, I can't remember. 2020, that other year, last year.
So physically seeing each other, we actually look at each other every single day on FaceTime, literally every single day. There are times where I'm seeing a bathroom light and he's just talking to me. And you know the echo you hear in a bathroom where you know what's going on. I'm just like, just promise me the picture stays on the light. But it's good to see you in person,
it's great,
man.
And we couldn't have picked a better day. The day after national championship, you're talking about right now, Nick Saban gets another championship. It is amazing. You have to start asking yourself, is he the best coach in the history of football? Not just college football. Football. I mean, passing Bear Bryant
can we
is
go
something
sports?
That's crazy. I think.
Can we include him in the sports? Like, why are you putting him? Why are you putting him in?
Why are
you pigeonholing him in just football?
That is true.
Because you're talking about leaders that not only lead.
So rank them then. Where are you going?
Well, let's do that. Because we've got a lot to get to. But that's an interesting conversation, just where he is right now in the pantheon of coaches. Because it's not just about winning. It's not just about championships. It's also about a program that he builds. It's about a standard that he sets in his program.
And he did it in two places.
True. But what he's done at Alabama, when you consider what they are, of course, is one of the gold seal of college football. But what he's done there with his players, the standard he set, and then where the players go after they leave, which is to the NFL.
Yeah, everybody worked out with Greg McElroy. He was the only one that was a bust.
No, I'm just playing.
Listen, he was a teammate of mine. I'm just having a little fun with Greg.
How's it working out for him, by the way, that he had success that he had there at ESPN? But right now it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And I believe, let's talk about that championship game.
Yeah.
A 52-24, can I say shellacking? Is that the best way? Like, that's the cleanest word I could use?
Yeah, it was like the JV playing the varsity. And, like, you know, all things, you get the JV playing well early on, and then eventually the cream rises to the top.
Yeah.
It just becomes a battle of attrition because the adjustments were made, and they had no answer for the passing game. They had no answer for the running game. And, you know, they couldn't stop anything. They couldn't make Alabama one-dimensional. And eventually it just caught up to them. It was a great run. But you can see that clearly that, you know, Alabama was at a premium. You look at what Devonta Smith did, you know, 12 catches.
Talk about cream rising to the top.
215 yards, you know, and I think that's in a half before the dislocated finger.
Was.
You talk about Najee Harris, right? You know, he's a guy who I think is going to be mentioned high in the draft. I think Pittsburgh would definitely need a guy like that to get back to being, you know, old school Pittsburgh. They're looking for a running game, whether they have Ben Roethlisberger or not. And I think he helped himself by showing that he's just not an in-between the tackles type of runner. You know, I don't know about Justin Fields. I don't know if he helped or hurt himself. It looks like I'll just keep him at Pat. If you believed and loved what you saw from him in Clemson, you understand that he was going against a different animal. I think he showed a lot of courage playing injured. You can see that time when the referee helped him up. I would have had a huge problem with that if I was Alabama. You don't help this man up. That's giving him a competitive advantage.
Oh, you're saying.
We put him down there, tell him to pick himself up. No,
you don't like that? So an official is supposed to be a neutral party?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to help him up?
Exactly.
There's not a human element to this?
No, it's no human element. You're supposed to be
here. The guy's laying on the ground. I happen to be nearby. Let me help the man up.
No. Picking up is for winners. And let his teammates do that. Let his teammate use his energy to pick him up. Listen, it was a great game at the beginning, but we all knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I think it gave us hope because we saw them play so well against Clemson. But early on, once you saw that pass coverage, you was like, they have no chance. And I think you have to kind of tip your – you got to tip your hat, you know, to Alabama. Sarkisian, he's going to be moving on.
Yeah.
You know, what he was able to do. Because remember, he was a GOAT for a minute, not the good GOAT. He was a bad GOAT for a minute when you think about, you know, the championships that they lost and the offense struggled.
Yep.
Right? You know, and so I think he redeemed himself. He's going to be moving on. But I think it was a tremendous game. And I think you know, it's going to be a lot of first-round draft picks from Alabama.
As always.
And it's a program that continues right. just to stay at the top. You know, as we see LSU come to the top and then go away, we see Clemson has kind of remained at the top. But it's usually the cast of usual suspects when you think about the college playoff. You know, hopefully they expand it so maybe we can get an upset or two, you know, like we got with Clemson, but maybe expand the field a little more.
All right, so Nick Saban, again, his seventh championship, his sixth at Alabama.
Wow.
Ties in with Bear Bryant when it comes to Alabama, but overall, he is now the winningest as far as championship goes.
What else does he have to prove?
In college football. We'll discuss that, but you mentioned again how out of this game you will get a lot of first-round picks, as you expect.
Yeah.
Who wasn't in this game was going number one overall, and you believe that's just going to – you can put that one in ink. And that, of course, is Trevor Lawrence, and that will be what Jacksonville ends up doing at number one. But after that, suddenly – what happens? Because what you saw in Devontae Smith, as you mentioned, 12 catches, 215 yards, three touchdowns, all in the first half.
Yeah.
He looked, you know, again, Sarkisian moved him around a lot, but I've been calling him slippery all year. That's what he is. He breaks ankles. Like, he's really good at just being that guy that you don't, where is he? He's here now. Now he's not here. You never know where he's going to start his routes from.
Very
he's
slight,
just
though.
That good. And I felt like at times Ohio State, I don't know what they were doing coverage-wise. Why not blanket this dude and let somebody else beat you?
Cover three.
Yeah. One time you had a linebacker trying to stop him. Bart, you were a linebacker.
Well,
what
you
is
know,
that all about?
And listen, what happens is when you play cover three, you have three receiver vertical hook, right? Uh-huh. So that means if number three goes vertical, you got to carry him because he's going to a post safety. You hope that you have help. But in between that, you have a lot of real estate where you have to, poor 32. I don't even want to call him by his name yet. Poor 32, man. You know you're in trouble when you see the head. When you see anybody running and that head bobbing, you know he's in trouble. He was in deep doo-doo, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He had no chance, and he knew it. And what happens is you're running, and the quarterback sees your back, and you're saying, please, please don't let him pick me. Please don't let him see. Where's my safety?
The minute his head turns up to look back at a ball, you're
and
like,
you see his hand put up, and you know that you're just hoping that the ball's underthrown so maybe you can make the tackle.
Right.
And, yeah, it was, listen, when that head bob, we've all been there as a linebacker, and you hope that you have that pre-snap communication to say, hey, listen, you see who I got, right? And then you look at the safety, and he's somewhere else. What the hell are you looking at? Me versus anybody that has a 9, 11, a 17, a 12 is a mismatch. I got a 32 for a reason. I'm supposed to be covering other 32s, other to like 40s. Don't ever put me on a 1 or a 2 without major help and think that you're going to get any production from me. So I think, you know, but we knew that's the type of game that Ohio State was going to have to try and play. And they tried to drop eight. They tried. But listen, it was just too much talent on the field for Alabama. And like I said, the cream rises to the top. And Mac Jones is going to be in one of those conversations. But I don't know. I wouldn't fall for that banana in the tailpipe. Because although he played well, he's tremendously coached, he's run a lot of great weapons. I don't expect, but you never know, somebody's going to overreach. Every year, you know, in recent years, just think about the guys that got overreached for, whether it was Ponder, whether it was Blake Bortles, whether it was Trubisky. And I think because this guy has a great head on his shoulders, you know, guys may think that he's a first-round draft pick. I think he's at a fourth-round draft pick at best.
Mac Jones?
Mac Jones, at best. I think he's a guy. I think he's a guy that can be – I mean,
I look.
He should aspire to be Heineke.
We're not even,
if he could be Heineke, that'd be
how
upgrade.
How dare you? Like, the guy threw for almost 500
listen,
yards.
Listen, Christmas
time,
everybody call him Feinbaum's show later tonight. Don't comment on me, please. I don't want to become public enemy number one, but
already,
I'm just saying.
Already there.
Everybody else is great.
Already there.
Najee Harris, Waddle, all these guys are tremendous. But don't at me. Please don't at me. At Han. Don't at me. Why? I'm just speaking the truth.
Why me?
I'm just saying, I don't want that smoke. You can handle it a lot better than me. I can't take criticism.
I'm an
criticism
Alabama
well.
Fan. I mean, one of my best friends Roll in
Tide.
Life went listen, there for 7 years.
Listen, Roll Tide, I'm not a fan, period. I mean, I love college football. I love football. I'm just saying that I think that Mac Jones could get overdrafted because
and
of his success
And I think he's a perfect
in
fit in New England because of his high IQ, because he's extremely smart. That's the type of quarterback they want. And you're going to tell me that he wouldn't fit perfectly there?
To do what? To hold the clipboard? Hold on. So you're going to put him in that division versus Sam Darnold. Who knows if Sam Darnold continues to stay, right? You got Josh Allen. You got Tua Tagovailoa.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. If he stays.
Yeah, we
got to
discuss
or
that.
Or if it's not him, Deshaun Watson, if he's not there. And you expect him to compete, you're going to put him in the same category as those quarterbacks.
I didn't say immediately.
That is dead
round,
wrong.
I forgot. What round was Tom Brady taking? I forgot. Tom Brady was taking it. Which round?
Okay, and Joe Montana was taking
Tom Brady
where?
Consider a really smart quarterback?
So you expect the New England Patriots to strike lightning twice?
Why not? If you know what you want, if you know what fits the way you play, that's what you get. You go and get that. I understand he doesn't run. He's not a guy that's going to...
They already have Mac Jones there. His name is Brian Hoyer. He holds the
all
good...
Right, if you say so, all right. But I don't want to waste our time on that. Because the conversation now, and it's funny how last night on Twitter, a lot of Jets fans were talking about how I love this guy, Devontae Smith. I love him. And it's like maybe the Jets should just take him. And I'm thinking, yeah, you trade out of two because there'll be a lot of people that'll want that two pick for whether it's Fields, whether it's Mormon Mahomes there from BYU
or Trey Lance,
whatever it is. Like you could you know the two pick, and then you can get some more assets. But the response I got was, "Oh no, he's not getting past the Dolphins at 3." And I'm like, "Hang on a second. When was the last time a wide receiver?" Now, last year we just had what was supposed to be a really strong wide receiver class.
Yeah.
I think it was 4. Is it 4? Went in the first round. Actually, I think it's 5.
Yeah.
Ruggs, Judy, Lamb, Rieger, Jefferson, who you love, and Ayuk, right? So that's 6. So you had that many go in the first round.
Man, who was the best one? Chase Claypool, second round.
Yeah, Claypool. Well, Jefferson pretty good, too. He had a really good year.
Right.
All right, but still, you had 6 go in the first round, but the highest was 12.
Right.
So, Bart, the last time a wide receiver went as high. Now, we've had a bunch of guys go 4. But the last time a wide receiver went 2, you remember?
Well, I remember the throw me the damn ball guy, right? I remember that guy. He works for this network.
How dare you, Keyshawn Johnson. That was a great day in Jets history.
Yeah. I'm saying, but he's like 1,000 years old. So I would say it would be somebody a little sooner.
Sooner.
Now, we've had this only because I've been I've just been bludgeoned, man. I've been beaten down. You talk about the Cleveland Brown fans. As a Lions fan, you know, I've been beaten down because we've had great players.
At least you've had a quarterback.
But what has he done with that? We still have a reservation for third or fourth place in the division, you know what I'm saying, every single year, right? So, I mean, I remember
Detroit Lions,
this one.
Your table is ready. No, it's back here by the kitchen.
Exactly. I remember it was Calvin Johnson, right?
Yes.
I thought for a second it was Sammy Watkins. And he had a tremendous career, right? He had a tremendous
Watkins
career.
Watkins went 4th in 2014. Fourth was the high. So Amari Cooper went 4th in 2015. Watkins went 4th in 2014. A.J. Green went 4th in 2011.
Right.
So you go back to 07, Calvin Johnson was the second overall pick, and that's the last time you saw it. So two,
right.
It is unprecedented, but Calvin Johnson, Megatron,
yes,
is a lot different. And I know we want to really praise what Devontae became, a guy who's, you know, even he said it, Heisman Knight, but don't let him tell you you're too small. Totally understand it.
Right.
But there can be a reason to say that at number 2, is he the best wide receiver in this class? You don't know that for sure.
It's been arguments that he wasn't even the best wide receiver on his team.
It was Waddle. Jalen Waddle.
Right? So listen, right now I think in football, what we're starting to realize is that it used to be that you can always plug and play a lot of running backs back in the day. It didn't matter where you took a running back. You looked at some of the greatest running backs, and they were taken in all different rounds. Now I think that position has transitioned to wide receiver. You look at some of the best wide receivers in the game. It was no top 10 wide receivers in the game. You look at the class this year. You look at Chase Claypool. He was one of the best receivers in the game right now. Right, you look at DK Metcalf the year before, second round draft pick, arguably one of the best, if not a top 5 receiver. You look at DeAndre Hopkins, he was taken at the bottom of round number 1 by the Houston Texans. Right now, because in football, college football specifically, they throw the ball more there than they've ever done before. Quarterbacks are more prepared to play quarterback, right? And wide receivers are more more ready to play and impact because they get so many opportunities to learn how to get off of jams. They have more opportunities to learn how to sit in zones. They're learning how to read the rotation of the quarterbacks. The passing game has gotten more complex as now in college they utilize all the football field. 53 wide, for those who don't know, and 100 long. And these wide receivers are coming out, and they're getting practice. They're better at catching the ball with their hands. They're better at being able to read complex schemes. And they know how to move around because they get so many opportunities. So you don't just play X. You don't just play Z. You saw yesterday, they took Devonta and they put him everywhere. Yep. They had him in a slot. They had him at the third receiver. They had him at the X. They had him at the Z. So by no means, if I'm the New York Football Jets, am I going to take me a wide receiver at number two, understanding that before the draft, he may not even be the best receiver on his
team.
So
you aren't worried then, as a lot of Jets fans were coming at me, and obviously
Tell them to come at me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Dolphin, thank you, Dabo. You had a lot of Dolphins fans. He's not getting past the Dolphins at three.
You can have him.
That with Tua, they can reunite. He can reunite with Tua, and that they would have then a dynamic wide receiver. And the Jets, if they traded out of two, you're not going to get this guy, who is obviously very special,
very
talented. And I thought, put him with Denzel Mims. If you're Sam Darnold, I think you're rooting for that.
I want the tackle.
You want the granite.
Guess what?
I want granite in front of me.
Exactly.
We got concrete right here in front of us right now.
I want the Great Wall of China in front of me. That's what I want in front of me. I want to make sure I can burp the baby till he burps and go to sleep. I want to be back there. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. I do not care about a wide receiver that I can't get when I know that the Jets have two first-round draft picks. So you understand that it's going to be a lot of linemen taken. It's going to be some defensive pass rushers taken. It's a couple, whether you talk about Surtain, who was on that Alabama team, he's going to be taken high. It's a couple corners that's rated high as well. You know it's at least one or two guards there. So you think about, I'm looking right here at the pre-draft, like top 10 receivers before the season started. A lot of them opted out. So whether it's Ronald Moore or Purdue that people may not even know, but he was rated number one before the season started. Do you think he still can play some football? If I can get him with a second-round draft pick and get my tackle or go address other needs,
well, that's when we get into the pre-draft.
Right,
that's when we start having pro days
and
all that stuff.
It is going to be a deep draft. Rashad Bateman from Minnesota is a stud. I think he opted out this year. I don't even know if they was able to play, how many games they even played in Minnesota, because in the Big Ten, they were one of the last invited to the party. Yep. And if you had a positive COVID test, you couldn't even you had to miss 2 weeks. Wisconsin would play like three games, right? They had to make up a game to let Ohio State get in. Mm-hmm. So you look at that, they had Jalen Waddle. Jamar Chase is considered the best.
Yes, from LSU.
So if I can do that, and if I can convince somebody to say, hey, you have to get Devonta Smith, and they want to give me a boatload to move up to get him, by all means, have at it. I'm not giving up on the tackle, because guess what? Those guys give you 15 years. Those are like going to get a Toyota Camry. Toyota Camrys go 200,000 miles without an oil change. Listen, I tell you this. I've been around a lot of receivers, whether it's Santonio Holmes, whether it was Braylon Edwards. I tell you what, those dudes are always in the shop. It's always that engine light, check engine light, always comes on with receivers. So listen, I'd rather have a lot of receivers and a couple good ones, but I'm not spending a top 10 pick on Allen. I just can't do it. I just can't sleep right when I know that I need somebody that's going to help my quarterback burp the baby.
Toyota, not yet a sponsor.
Oh, well, get on it.
Not yet.
Not yet?
But Bart just gave a good reason why they need to put some cheese on the taco.
We need some
on
cheese
this show.
Taco.
So Todd McShay had his mock draft that he put out only like 5 days ago. And who did he have at number two going to the Jets? Penny Sewell. The tackle.
See, there
you're
we go.
About.
Okay, I thought I was going to have to get that, Todd.
Todd understands.
Todd looks like a James Bond add-on villain or something. You know what I mean? You
a
ever
villain?
See him? He dresses very sleek. Nice skinny tie. Very well put together. I didn't want to have to disagree with him. But I love you, but I will have to do you, Mashay. But right now, we still on good terms because that's a good pick.
At number three, he has Devontae Smith going to the Dolphins. Of course,
I mean,
this
is the thing, though.
And Zach Wilson going four, which is the other quarterback from BYU, so not even Justin Fields. In fact, I don't believe – and Chase was the next wide receiver at seven to your Detroit Lions.
That's all they do is take receivers. I mean
– well, when you still have a quarterback, that's what you do.
I watched Matt Millen take three receivers 3 years in a row.
I'm still scrolling.
We're still trying to recover
Justin
for that.
Fields, 15, New England Patriots.
See, now that is an interesting pick, because I feel like that would be the blend between being able to get – a version of what they have with Cam Newton, what they have with Jacoby Brissett, and then still have maybe a guy that can play from the pocket like Tom Brady. So I don't know. But I tell you what, if the Jets go and they take a receiver, I don't care how great they think he is, I'm going to call Joe Douglas. We're going to have a conversation.
Well, we got to have a conversation about Joe Douglas.
But who's his coach anyway?
That's what I mean. Options he has at head coach, and also with now a new quarterback class moving into the NFL. Yes. It's going to be interesting to see what quarterbacks are getting pushed out.
We're going
to
play a game?
And I think we should play a game coming up. If we can get the calls working here, we're not in our usual setup, which is my basement and Bart's.
Can they call your cell phone?
You know what? You can call me. I'll give you my private line. You can call me all the time.
But 973.
We will not. To me, why would you do that? Don't put that out there. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, changing the way you buy home insurance. Yeah. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, save both time and money, learn more at Progressive.com. So we'll give you the number at 800-888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. Yes. We do want to play a game. It's basically something we have fun with. Michael Kay, the Yankee announcer here in New York on 98.7 ESPN on the Michael Kay Show. He has his famous call. It's, there it goes, see ya. So if you have a quarterback that you're willing to get rid of, have him pushed out for the next round of quarterbacks, whether it's in the draft or somebody that could be available, you call us up. You tell us your name, where you're from, your team, and who you want to see pushed out and replaced by whom. That's the game we're going to play coming up.
What's the bet MGM over under that they get it right on the first call? First call against.
Yeah, I know. You get mad because they don't stick with the program. All right, well, that's what we're going to do coming up. Again, the number, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We're Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn. On ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, your smart speakers, and apparently now on our earbuds.
Yeah, but we just talked to ourselves, though.
Yo, this is
insane. Are we still going to play the game?
We're going to try to play the game as best we can.
We just got to muscle through it, man. Just like we asked the players last night, Devontae Smith with the dislocated finger. He didn't fight through it. But okay, Justin Fields fought through it. Let's fight through it.
We're going to fight through it. That's just what we do.
Man, I'm looking greasy.
Are you?
Yeah.
I liken that to a
You love my donut.
It's like a glazed donut. Like, it makes me hungry. Whenever you wear that, I get hungry. Like, I want a donut.
But are you going to get dragon scales and claws in your teeth?
Well, I wouldn't eat it. I'm just saying. Like, I see a donut. I'm like, you know what? I gotta hit a donut.
So we came up with a production meeting. We did a production meeting for everybody out there. Sometimes we'd have production meetings during our breaks. And we came up with the fact that if we can't get callers, that they can tweet us. At Bart and Hahn. And if it's somebody that you don't want to be your quarterback next year, you can go through the Michael Kay. Should I do an example? Let's do a hypothetical, though.
All right, let's do it. Let's make up one.
But it can't be a real person. Let's just make it up.
We'll make it an old quarterback from
an
old team.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Well, you do it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's see. I'm going to come up with... all right, Detroit Lions, Charlie Batch.
Oh, there he goes!
Oh, you're holding it.
See ya!
All right, so we got to hold it.
Yeah, you got to say it with your chest. We got to entertain the people.
One more test run.
Okay, test more.
So you
no,
want
no,
him
no.
out.
You got to say, hello, my name's Alan.
Oh, that's what it is. All right.
Where are you from?
My name's Alan. I'm from Flint, Michigan.
There he goes. See ya. Ooh.
Charlie Batch. I thought we say it after the quarterback is named.
Okay, I'll do it.
Say your name, where you're from, the team, and the quarterback, and then we say, there he goes, see ya.
Okay. No, at the end, you got to let them say who they want to say goodbye. So let's try it again. Okay. Hi.
This isn't working.
My name is Bartholomew Scott. I'm from Detroit.
There it goes. See ya.
Scott Mitchell. I hate you, Scott.
Oh, okay. Then I
hate
got
your
it.
Guts.
All right.
Gotta,
let's give this a try.
You got to show your work.
Let's give this a try. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. First up, Justin in Michigan.
Oh, perfect place.
Oh, how you doing? I'm going to say Matt Stafford. We got an early
pick. No, start over.
Already.
Say
already,
hello.
Already.
My name. I'm from here.
Hello.
And then we're going to say, there it goes.
And then you
and
tell
then
us
you say after
about.
We finish singing.
All right. Hello. I'm Justin from Michigan, and I want to get rid of Matt Stafford.
No, wait. Hold on to Matt Stafford after we sing. One more time. Third time's the charm. You ready? Let's do it.
All right. I got it. Hello, I'm Justin from Michigan.
Stop! There he goes! See ya!
We want to get rid of Matt Stafford. We got a young, we got a draft pick. We can get a rookie contract. Somebody's going to want to take him, give us a little boatload of picks for him.
I'll take him.
Matthew Stafford is only 32 years old. He's a great quarterback.
Right. See, I understand. What Justin wants to do is hit the reset button.
Okay.
What he's saying is,
you got Swift.
It's not doing anything for us. We've got this guy. He's got value.
Yes.
Let's trade him while he's got value.
Yes.
And hit the reset button because, as you mentioned, they're in a division where it's always table number four here by the kitchen door because nobody else wants to sit there because that's where you guys reside in this division.
You know what? I like that one, and I'm gonna tell you why I like it. Because Matthew Stafford is one of the best quarterbacks. You talk about wasting Deshaun Watson's talent. The Lions have wasted Matthew Stafford's talent. This is a guy that has thrown for 5,000 yards a couple times. He's a franchise quarterback. And because we've heard about him for so long, people don't realize that he's only 31 years old.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great one.
That's a good one.
And I would send him to New England, maybe. That might New England to give you 15 for Matthew Stafford, and maybe you can get a couple more.
So there's one. Let's try another one. We go to Matt, New Jersey. Go ahead, Matt. Matt left. See, he didn't like it. See, that's what happened. Justin got yelled at.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
Matt got like, I don't want to get yelled at. You know, that's what he said.
Nobody. So. Is there another? It's like when I'm at church. And, like, the pastor trying to get somebody to come join the church. And he starts saying, come one, come all. Someone's hear me. I'm talking to somebody. You just want more tithes and offerings. Listen, I tell you what, at my church, and this is one thing that you got to learn about black church. We paid for the roof for 25 years, and it never got fixed. Every event we had, afternoon service, car wash, bake sale, never got a new roof. I'm gonna audit my old pastor.
We do
I'm
have
going
a
straight
tweet.
To hell,
we
by the
do
way.
Have a couple of tweets.
Oh, we got a
so
tweet.
We've got Jeff from Florida.
Okay. Can you whisper to me who he wants, and I'll be Jeff.
I mean.
Okay. Well, you know the name, so
he's a Jaguars fan.
Okay.
And he basically doesn't want to trade the pick, is what he's saying for you know who.
Ooh.
So Jeff from Florida, he's a Jaguars fan.
Can we do it?
It's not a see ya.
But, it's not a see.
It's not a see it because he's saying, I read it wrong. This is going really well.
You ready?
So, Jeff from Florida, Jaguars fan.
There he goes!
See ya! I would rather trade Trevor Lawrence for Deshaun Watson.
That's a spicy nugget right there.
It is spicy.
I tell you what, that's a good one. Listen, anybody who doesn't have Mahomes, doesn't have Josh Allen, doesn't have Russell Wilson, should consider trading for Deshaun Watson. Because I would say, and I would argue to say, that Deshaun Watson is equal or better than Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, I said it, and I'm not taking it back either. If you put Deshaun Watson on Kansas City, they still have a title. They still are dominant. And because his ability to run a little better than Mahomes, they will be even more dangerous. Yeah, I said it. Write it down. I said it today, January.
Ted from New Jersey tweets at us, Sam Darnold.
Okay.
You don't have it in you, do you?
We got
to play the game.
Okay, so you say his name.
Ted from New Jersey.
Hi. Well, come on, man. You got to do entertain. We try to entertain 20 million people.
I think that ship has sailed.
Hi, my name is Ted.
My name is Ted from New Jersey.
There it goes! See ya!
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold. The grandson of the Marlboro man.
True.
Y'all want to just put him out and smoke like ashes in an ashtray.
But you've got to tell me who you want to replace him with. Like, who's pushing Sam out? Who's it going to be?
Well, they have the number two pick.
Right. So is it Fields? Is it Wilson? Is it a trade for? Is it? It's the number two pick, man. Yeah. What did Gettleman say? You can't get it. Or you can't get it wrong. You just can't.
Hold up.
So.
Saquon? Number two?
I'm just saying. That's what he said. He said that before that. It's the number two pick in the draft.
He got job security.
So if you're moving out Sam, then you're clearly looking for another quarterback.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that rumor yet, but Deshaun Watson, if you're the Texans, that number two pick.
Listen.
And all the other draft capital that the Jets have, on top of the fact that they have cap space, they can help you get into some cap. They can help you out.
Yeah.
Help me help you.
If you
what better situation would it be? And Deshaun in New York City. The only problem is would he want to come here knowing that the Jets have been a bit of a situation?
Lindor, Kyrie, KD.
Kyrie's got some issues.
Aaron Judge. If you bring in Deshaun Watson, he's the number one star in New York.
The number one star.
He'll
bigger
be the
than
number
Aaron
one star.
Judge.
He'll be bigger than Judge, bigger than Lindor. Bigger
KD,
than Kyrie
Kevin Durant.
And KD. Because here in New York, people don't care about the Nets.
We're learning this. Well, the Nets have their own issues. We've got that coming up as well. There's no doubt about it. Jay Will going to join us in the top of the hour.
So we do have Jay Weezy.
We hope to, yes. With all the technical stuff, we're going to work it out. Barton Hahn brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. I know I have something else here. Right, download the DraftKings app and use promo code
Hahn.
No.
Bart.
Yeah.
Don't.
Get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Do you feel like
this
a Goonie?
This is what happens when they let us out of the basement.
Do you feel like the Goonies?
Yeah.
Because it's like you hear your echo. Hey, you guys. Baby Roo?
No one listening can hear the echo. Only we can.
Oh, okay.
No one else understands what we're talking about here. But this is what happens when they let us out of the basement. All hell breaks loose. Like honestly, the check engine light is always on this show.
Chuck loves
Awk. But somehow we get through it. Coming up, we talk about coaching moves in the NFL. And one that was just made in Philadelphia for a head coach that might not wait long to get his next job. That's coming up, and we will try not to do any more. See ya. I thought that was fun, but it works better with
calls.
It
felt good. It's just me yelling just felt good.
Pretty much at this point.
Yeah.
It's just us yelling. What can we do? Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Han show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. We're just battling through it today. There's no doubt about that. We have Jay Will going to join us in the next hour because we do have a lot of NBA news. Not just the COVID issue that is now starting to rise all around the league as games are being postponed. The Wizards now just canceled their practice today. But there's also something happening or something brewing with Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets that we do have to get to as well. Woj and Malika.
It only took two weeks.
Well, yeah, you got to get to the bottom of this story, but I don't think anybody's surprised that there's some drama. That's what you would expect, but we'll see the fallout from it. And so we'll go through with the NBA, the association with Jay Will, and that's coming up next. But right now, it's time for Making Moves.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
So the Eagles making moves,
yeah,
or made a move.
A big
and
move.
They fired Doug Peterson, I mean, literally right after our show, right? Like minutes after. So Doug Peterson won the only Super Bowl in the franchise's history. They've had success with him, but at 4-11-1, and brewing issues between he and Carson Wentz, who's under contract and almost immovable for the next 2 years, on top of what some people felt he pulled in Week 17 by going to Nate Sudfeld at the fourth quarter of a game that mattered to the Giants as well as Washington. So the question is they move on from him. Does that mean Wentz stays? And then the other question is, how long before Peterson gets a job? Because he's already being linked to one here in New York.
Well, I wonder if he had those conversations. I wonder if he had conversations. Like, come on. Like, we know most free agent deals get made either at the Pro Bowl or at the Combine.
Yep.
Right? So if you have a relationship with, say, a friend, or it's a lot of worldwide West in the NFL as well. Right? You know, agents can talk and back.
And Peterson and Joe Douglas have a relationship because Joe Douglas worked in the Eagles organization under Howie Roseman.
Exactly. Now, we don't know how friendly they are with each other, but from reports, they like each other. But I think Doug Peterson could be somebody, you talk about the general manager and the head coach trusting each other, right? So they've been in the foxhole together before, and they had success, and they won. So, I mean, if I'm Doug Peterson, I know I have an opportunity to go to New York, reset my pay cycle, meaning that if I'm new coach, I'm going to get at least 3-4 years before they fire me. And I'm able to get more money, more job security, because that seat's hot where he is right now.
Not anymore.
It could, yeah.
Not only is it no longer hot, it's ice cold and it's available. And that's a very interesting job, too, in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, hot seat in Brooklyn. Kyrie Irving. Video has been found on the internet seeing him out partying with family. What does that mean during his absence from the Nets?
The enemy
and, of course,
from within.
The COVID issues in the NBA. Jay Will. Joining us next to discuss, Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Han, the podcast.